You're listening to SBS News.
As Rafael Nadal posed for the cameras, he wrapped his arms round an Australian Open title that's so much more to him than just a piece of silverware. After getting some sleep on Monday, Nadal emerged with a cup won in a marathon final that finished in the early hours of the morning.
I was not able to celebrate. I arrived to the bedroom after the anti-doping control and press around 5 a.m.
Down two sets and in trouble on serve early in the third to Daniil Medvedev, the Spaniard's hopes of a record 21st Grand Slam win looked dashed, with the Russian seemingly in control.
He turns defense into offense once again.
But what followed, and after 5.5 hours on court, was one of the most remarkable comeback wins in Australian Open history, perhaps even the history of sport.
It's 21 for Rafa, and he stands alone at the summit of men's tennis.
Nadal says he's feeling proud, but also a little bit lucky.
The satisfaction is just impossible to describe. No, for me, it's just amazing to have this trophy with me.
His vanquished opponent, 10 years his junior, was in awe of the Spaniard's fighting abilities.
Rafa played unreal, raised his level. I mean, two sets to love up, I was like, come on, you know, just go for him, go for more. Even fifth set, I was just make him run. He was unreal. He was really strong.
But Daniil Medvedev was also in a philosophical mood about his own treatment at the hands of the very much pro-Nadal crowd, the world number two taking umbrage at the level of booing.
It's disappointing. It's disrespectful. It's disappointing. Not sure after 30 years I'm going to want to play tennis. Because people around me, what they're going to tell me, how we're going to go through this journey together. But again, the kid that was dreaming is not anymore in me after today. So, and it will be tougher to continue tennis when it's like this.
Grand Slam title number 21 for Nadal breaks the Grand Slam tie between the big three of tennis. Nadal, Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. The world number one sensational deportation from Australia, ensuring this tournament started amid unprecedented controversy. The Ash Barty win in the women's and Nadal's Sunday night to remember couldn't have provided a better finale for under siege Australian Open boss Craig Tiley.
You can't predict the endings, but certainly, I mean, regardless, it was the ending was special. So the definition of the Open is not in one moment; it's in a period of moments, and right throughout the 2 weeks, there were some great matches, great performances by the Australian players. And then you ended up with those two winners, which I think at the beginning of the 2 weeks, I think would have been the fan favourites and the sentimental favourites to win it.
The absent Djokovic, generous in his praise of Nadal in tweeting his congratulations. Always impressive fighting spirit that prevailed another time. As was Federer in an Instagram post, joking that only a few months ago they were both on crutches. In the post he said, "Never underestimate a great champion. Your incredible work ethic, dedication, and fighting spirit are an inspiration to me and countless others around the world." For Nadal, the impact their healthy rivalry has had on the game of tennis is so much more important than the numbers.
At the end of the day, it's just a game, and in some way we achieved more than what we ever dreamed when we were kids. So. I mean, at the end, you know, doesn't matter that much, no. If it's once 21, the other's 20, or once finished with 23 and the other's with 21. I mean, we did, I think, very, very important things for our sport, and we achieved our dreams.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.